So we got a chair for Catherine. We got a chair for Becca. We got a chair for Maggie. We got a chair for Liz. Okay, so I am here with my three sisters who know absolutely nothing about horror. And we're going to do a little bonus episode where I ask them horror would you rather questions. So let's jump right into it with a couple softball questions. So would you rather be chased by a serial killer or abducted by aliens?
And in this instance, where would you rather, where would you rather, as a genuine question, the would you rather is like, we're trying to survive, or this is a cooler circumstance? Like, which one would be more epic? Like, what are you looking for?
That's a fair question.
See? Thank you.
I guess the goal is to survive. I guess. Okay. Which one you think you would survive more?
Got it. Okay.
Oh, I feel like we don't have enough knowledge about
if I was getting chased, 100%. If I was getting chased by a serial killer on the street, I think I would die of a heart attack first, just before
I'm kind of on
looking
that train.
Looking over your shoulder and seeing that, and seeing no way. I would just, on the floor, dead.
I'm kind of on that
over.
But, hear me out.
Oh.
I can kill a serial killer. If I get abducted by aliens and I'm on their spaceship, even if I kill 50 aliens, I ain't never getting back to Earth. I can't fly a spaceship. Can y'all fly a spaceship? I don't think so. Higher likelihood, I'm going to survive from a serial killer.
So, in your instance, if you're abducted, you're dead.
I'm dead. I'm dead. It's done. It's done. What's done is done. Accept your fate. Serial killer, I got a chance. Yeah, see?
That's like unknown. Mm-hmm. We have knowledge on serial killers. Mm-hmm. We don't have knowledge on aliens.
Exactly.
If you abducted, you did.
You did.
You don't know.
I guess if you run into alien serial killers, you're in big trouble. Like, it's the worst of both worlds. Like, alien serial killers, you'd be done.
A serial killer, you could kill because you know he's human.
Yeah.
Abducted by aliens, you abducted. So
it's true. But you don't know if the aliens are serial killers. I mean, what they if they're could just be nice? What if they just want to hang out? They'd be nice. They're just trying to have a good time.
That's true.
You have a cup of tea and they drop you back off at your house. Yeah. You never know.
You know there are ways to get away from a serial killer too.
You could. You have a chance. You have a chance.
Chances. Yeah, more chances. Yeah.
That's fair. So who's in consensus of serial killer versus alien?
I was going to say, you said would you rather, but I don't know if we specifically answered which one we
Me?
Would rather.
Would I rather? I would rather be chased by a serial killer than alien.
I would have to, I think I'm going to experiment with aliens, to be honest.
Oh.
Like some guy running at me with a knife on the street, I couldn't handle it. Like,
but again, like with them, you could run away, you could find help, you literally don't know with aliens.
It's fair, I don't know.
So I think I'm with Becca.
I was on the alien train, but I think I might jump to the serial killer train. I think I'd rather get chased by a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Yeah.
So it's a 3-4. Or, I mean, 3-1. My math skills are zero.
Okay, well then, following that same theme, if you were in a horror movie, would you rather have a loaded gun or a car that wouldn't break down?
Ooh.
Now...
Does the gun have a limited bullet
that's
size?
Exactly what
I put in my bullets?
That's exactly
what I wanted to ask. Because that car is forever, but
that gun is limited. That gun is limited.
Okay, not unlimited, but you have
a lot.
You have a lot. You have
a lot of ammunition.
Yes, but it's not unlimited.
Is there any on who is coming after me in this instance?
Another good question.
He can be defeated with bullets. It can be defeated with bullets, if that's your question. I'm not sure if it's a monster. Are you asking if it's a monster or a human?
I guess. Would bullets stop it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. More than one, but bullets would stop it, yes.
That's a harder one.
I would go with gun, I feel like.
I would go gun.
You get stuck. Like, cars can't go in the ocean, so, I mean, there's limitations to can go.
But also, a gun doesn't work underwater.
Well, okay, I'm not asking you to shoot.
Monster, and I fucking died. Like, yeah.
Like, you didn't specify.
A gun, you'll know that they're gone. They're not coming
back. They're not coming back.
But if you use a car, then...
I don't know.
You never know where they are after you drive away. Or, yes, you could do that.
I'm so bad under pressure, I would get into the car and forget how to work a car.
Yeah.
That's very true.
It would be worthless to me.
I would forget how to work a car.
I would be able to start it.
I don't know.
Cars these days just have a push start button.
It's
that easy.
I would forget.
You
I
would just like
Yeah, I was originally I was thinking car. I was thinking car. Time. I was thinking car, but like, I also feel like it would be a lot more satisfactory to just be like, "Your time's up, bitch." Boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that'd be more satisfying than just like driving really fast and then killer's gone because he just rolls over.
I mean, killer's not gone though. Like, you get in the car, you drive away. Who knows where
that? You don't drive away. Now. You drive at him.
Oh, and then backwards and forwards and backwards another and forwards weapon. And
forwards. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's why originally I was like car, because I was like, boom, you get a getaway or a weapon.
Or a weapon. True. I would want to get away in either end scenario. Yeah. I want to get away.
And like 90% of the time, or at least of the killers that I know, none of them use guns. So like, that's boys weird. Be coming at me with knives and I got a car, like, bitch. All right. I mean,
what if they have
child's play?
I mean, same with guns.
You're
though.
Embarrassing.
That's
yourself.
True.
If they all use that's knives, true. You're you guys.
Is it a sniper rifle? Can we choose a sniper rifle?
We have options.
I'll say which gun? Is
bazooka.
A handgun.
Like, yeah.
Rocket launcher.
Too much damage. Too much collateral. Now I'm a serial killer.
You're putting yourself in danger. You're putting yourself in danger now.
All right, I think I'm gonna go with gun, just
yeah,
just to whip it out
I
while
feel
like they're
like. I would feel more okay afterwards if it was potentially.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay. So to get more specific, just based on your guys' surface knowledge of movie monsters, movie killers. Would you rather play hide and seek with Ghostface?
Oh, not for me.
Or Michael Myers?
Okay. To even start this out, Michael Myers freaks me out way more than Ghostface. I know a lot of people don't agree with that.
No, Ghostface would be down to have a good time.
I got it.
I'll say Ghostface.
Play,
yes.
He loves games. Ghostface loves games. At least
you
would have a good time.
He would definitely have a
great time. He would have a great time. No, definitely Ghostface.
In my opinion, without a doubt, worst person to play hide and seek with is Michael Myers.
He wouldn't even play.
Remember,
he would just stand
Think about it like this, though. Okay, like because again, I don't really know much about like the story, like the movie or whatever. But like in my head, what I know about it, if this is true, is he goes to prison or some shit, like at some point, and then he comes back, and then he's trying to find the people that he's related to, right?
You don't want to be related to
him. He is so good at hide and seek. Like, that boy is literally, like, coming out of prison fresh, right? And he has the ability to find people from across the United States.
He's so good at hide and seek, he finds his mask.
His mask works.
That's not even a living thing.
Let's be real. Like, Scream might be good, but his radius is Westboro.
But the question isn't who's better at it. It's he is better. That's why I don't want to play.
Oh, I see.
What was the specific question? Fun? Who would you rather? So I guess that's up to you for interpretation.
Play Michael Myers.
Ghostface. It would be a much less terrifying.
Much less terrifying.
We'd be Dead by Daylight up in here and just be like crouching all the time.
Yeah. It wouldn't be fun with Michael Myers. He wouldn't want to play. I mean, he would peek first of all. That's his whole thing.
I feel like he wouldn't.
He would cheat.
Yeah,
he's a cheater.
He might.
You'd be like, okay,
you know what?
Look away.
Scream would give you like a chance.
Ghostface would play.
Yeah,
Ghostface loves games. Yeah. That would be
and you have an option to win. Like if you won the game, I feel like he would be a man of his word.
He might come back
and, like,
later.
And be like, I'd be like, I'll come to you later.
You won, so I'll give you this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's fair. Okay, yeah, so I guess rather play with Ghostface.
I would rather play with Ghostface.
Yeah, okay,
definitely.
So then in that same arena, who would you rather have as a roommate?
Oh,
with those Ghostface. Two people. Ghostface or Michael.
Still,
Catherine.
Again.
Okay, Catherine hates Michael Myers. So we know.
That man is horrifying.
We know. But he's just going to be staring at you while you're chilling in the living room.
He will just be, he's a starer. Yeah,
he's a starer. He's
and that,
he's a watcher.
He's a heebie-jeebies.
But he would be one hell of a quiet roommate.
You would have zero noise issues.
Zero complaints from neighbors. Like, boy, would
but
be.
But you have no idea what he's doing in that silence.
But, you know it's not loud and annoying. Like, I think Ghostface, right?
But, like, imagine.
I feel like he'd be a partier, you know? He'd be inviting friends over. It'd be a big ordeal. He kind of seems like a frat boy. you know?
Okay, Maggie, what's your defense?
No, Michael would just scare the shit out of me. Like, imagine it's the middle of the night, you have to pee, you get out of bed, you walk into the bathroom, and he's just in the pitch black hallway.
He's in the shower. He's just standing.
He's just there. Like, no, no way.
Question, when we live with them, do they have their getup on?
Oh, yes, that's fair.
Mask,
okay, that's
fair. Face.
Well, I've never seen... I mean, yeah, because when they're in their room, they're out of their getup, but they have to keep their identity secret.
Yeah, oh, that's
so
fair.
When they're out of their room, they're wearing their getup.
But do they? Because Ghostface always has a partner, and if we could somehow get an agreement going,
then I guess you would factor that into your answer. Do you feel like you could convince? To
Michael Myers does not care in the slightest about anything except for murder.
But
it's gonna be Ghostface.
You just can't get in his way. Like, I feel like if you just let him murder, do his thing.
That's what I said.
I feel like he wouldn't even bother you. Scream would just get bored one day and then try to come after you.
He
Michael
just
Myers
told me, you're like, oh, I'm not even looking.
I don't know who's that. I don't know who that is.
If we're living with them, do they still want to kill us?
Who do you feel like you could befriend more?
Ghostface.
Ghostface, I feel like you
Michael
could maybe...
doesn't have friends.
Yes, exactly. I feel like if you're watching a movie with Michael, he'd just get bored and turn around and stab you.
No, Michael is there to kill. Ghostface is like, I'm creepy, I'm having fun, and I'm killing. Like, he just has more.
Yeah,
goals
at least can
the three fun. Big ones.
The three bigs.
I'm sure to have fun, kill, murder.
No. Okay, then who would win in a fight? Michael or 100 fourth graders with dodgeballs?
Oh, 100 fourth graders with dodgeballs. Not even a question. Not even a fucking question.
Not even a question.
Not even a question. Not even a question.
Well, that's fair. Becca knows.
If I showed up to a group of kids that big.
Oh, what are you? Fourth grade?
Fourth grade.
Oh, he's dead.
He's gone. Oh, my God. Not even a question.
Not even a question.
Okay, but we already saw this with the firefighters in the whole town. Remember? They all
that's
came
what
in
I
ready,
said.
Ready to rumble.
Well,
and
let's
somehow...
be fair. I have not seen it. And Michaels has not gone up against 100 fourth graders yet.
He hasn't tried children.
He has not seen
fourth graders.
What is
100 fourth
graders? 100 fourth graders with fourth grade. Only with dodgeballs, though, round objects.
I mean, that many fourth graders, I could suffocate them to death. Just like a dog pile.
With dodgeballs. I mean, with dodgeballs. How good are these kids at dodgeball?
I mean,
do they have pros?
They could snipe that knife right out of his hand.
That's
do they
I'm
have
saying.
One dodgeball? Or do, are they like loaded of dodgeballs?
Each one has one giant dodgeball.
One dodgeball, no. Michael's going to win.
Each one has one dodgeball.
Yep.
Again, dodgeballs probably wouldn't do a lot of damage to Michael,
right,
I
exactly.
guess. But like,
they're more
how
like
fast can they throw?
So
him? Because if they
so
throw that and it knocks his mask right off, or knocks that knife right off,
he doesn't
his
melt
hand.
When his mask is off. I mean,
I'm just saying he could distract.
He's gonna get really shy.
Yeah.
He's gonna go really
he's
away.
Gonna be like, no,
yeah.
like,
oh
my,
gosh,
face.
Yeah,
my face, you can't see.
Yeah, for me, no.
I mean, they,
fourth
what they're so like he's so big. I mean, he could flick them off his kneecap.
Well, they're not diving at his kneecaps.
Well, they're as tall as his kneecaps.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what I'm saying.
I mean, fourth grade is pretty old. All right, fourth grade is pretty old.
How old is fourth grade?
Fourth grade is like, oh, let me see here. Probably like 10-ish.
Oh, that's older than I thought.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know, though, because like
less.
Said,
they got that crazy
Michael
spider monkey energy. I mean,
oh, yeah,
yeah, are they angry?
Little less
what happened
10.
To them? Did they get their afternoon nap?
No, they think it's just a game of dodgeball.
Oh,
so they got
so
that
worse.
They got that dodgeball energy.
I was going to say, they would get pretty competitive, I feel.
Is it boys against girls?
Oh, it's everyone
blood.
Against
blood
Michael.
Oh, it's, okay, that's fair. All
right. Oh, God.
I have to say fourth graders, man. I know everyone's going to be like,
he would
oh,
get
no, he's a serial killer. Oh, no. But bitches ain't never seen 100 fourth graders before. Let me tell you. It's terrifying.
But like we've stated, Michael is like a train that just goes.
He's a bulldozer.
He doesn't care about 100 fourth graders.
I mean, he would get a few black eyes. He would get beat up, but he would win. I have
some of those dodgeballs would.
Like, he would be embarrassed at like maybe the ending of, you know, he'd be a little bit
if
upset.
They could somehow concentrate their energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the fourth graders and like transform into one giant fourth grader.
Sick, like stand on top of each other's
yeah.
shoulders.
Then I
like,
feel like they
Rangers.
Could win.
Power
the fourth
Rangers,
graders
yeah.
couldn't concentrate mm-hmm. their energy. And it would be too chaotic, and they'd go one by one, and
you're
he would
not
just,
that
like, he would just punt them.
Yes.
It would just be like, ba-da-da-ba-da-da-ba-da, and it would just be...
anarchy.
Yeah, it would just be anarchy. It would be laughable. But if they could concentrate their energy just by sheer mass,
yeah.
yes,
He would. I could see that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could see that.
That's
but fair. I think they're just too into dodgeball. I've got to say Michael.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah. I stand by my fourth graders.
It's a lot of fourth graders.
It's a lot of fourth graders. I'm just saying, when you have dodgeballs coming from every single angle, at your face, at your hands, at your... At some point, he's going to drop that knife, right?
Yeah.
For sure. And that's so fair. I know how fourth graders be. Swipe. That knife is gone. And now you have 99 fourth graders with dodgeballs and one with a knife. And all I'm saying is, that's not good odds.
That's not good odds. I was going to say, I do see that, but 100 dodgeballs stop coming at you at some point.
No, because they're bouncy. They're dodgeballs. So they just, they hit them and then come
they're
back.
They're not basketball.
Okay, yeah,
does
come
it,
right
does
back?
Change your answer if they're one-time use dodgeballs?
Mm. Yes, because probably
you would
40%
miss.
Of them will miss. Yes.
Well, where are we located now? Are we in a gym?
Yes.
Or are we outside?
You're a gym.
You're on the court.
You're on a dodgeball.
And you're wearing
court.
PE clothes.
Just... Wait, is Michael wearing PE clothes?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Yes. Michael's wearing a middle school gym outfit.
Yes.
Last
I don't know. I think I'm with the cats now.
Because Myers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, one last question. Who would you rather have as a bodyguard? So this is protecting you.
Okay.
Jason or Michael?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, that is pretty difficult. I really don't know much about
one.
Their stories, but they both seem like very...
I like Jason better.
Oh, by far.
But I don't know. Michael would be more comforting knowing that he's doing all that dirty work for you because he's just...
I don't know the movies, but it seems like Michael has survived more than Jason.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So he seems more of like a brick wall.
Mm. That's what I said. I would
maybe I would prefer
Jason,
but Michael seems like a better one.
But Jason's family, the entire family, is crazy loyal. So even if Jason 1 died, right? Jason's mom be coming, right? So it's like...
So you got multiple bodyguards.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a never
you got
ending
one, you
cycle.
Got multiple.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Jason is so loyal. I mean,
I do get that.
I know more about Jason than I do about Michael, so I might just be like, you know, prejudiced against that part. But I know there's like this whole thing with like died, and so like the family member comes and like avenges the death and that whole shenanigans kind of thing. But I just feel like he's so loyal to his cause. Like, how long has he been going on that bad boy? Like, decades, right?
Jason
but
has, like,
12 movies.
Okay.
And he's died
he
in every single one.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he'd be a very loyal bodyguard, and plus
but
he's not going to be...
can you imagine?
He's not going to be
like,
Myers staring at you while you're doing shit.
I feel like Myers would be too slow.
That's fair.
Jason's got speed. Myers ain't doing nothing but walking.
Yeah.
I ain't ever seen that boy hustle.
Interesting.
That's...
He definitely wouldn't hustle after you. So.
I would be dead and assassinated, and he'd still be like, I'm coming.
You know what? That just changed
you
my
would,
whole
your
opinion.
Vengeance
yeah.
Would be there,
see, I didn't even know that. I didn't know that, like, Jason was faster.
Jason got hustle.
I mean,
hustle.
Think about
damn.
Myers. Have you ever seen him?
I haven't seen
pick
any
up
of the movies.
I don't think I've seen him.
I've seen neither of the movies.
But doesn't Michael also have this thing with his family? I mean, I don't.
He's going to kill them. He hates them.
Yeah, no, he
oh,
it's like, it's like the anti-Jason.
I think I'm with
yeah.
Jason now.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I'm pretty, like, yeah, like I said, like, Jason is just here to avenge his family. He's loyal as AF. He is a Hufflepuff.
Well, they tried to take Jason to space to stop this guy.
Boom.
And he's still a murderer.
Boom.
Jason went to
murdered
space.
The moon.
Okay, question. Am I part of Jason's family?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Can you imagine if you did something to Jason, if you pissed him off, if you did him dirty, you would be dead because the family would come after you. And like, I mean,
but Michael would be the same way though.
But like, would he have that loyalty if I'm not part of his family? Because yes, he has that loyalty in his family.
If he agreed to be your bodyguard, there has to be some loyalty there.
Interesting. Did they agree to be our bodyguards?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were like, yeah, sure.
They're
right.
Paying
I'll stand by Jason
in
then.
Some kind of currency they want. I'm not sure what it
probably
is.
Probably blood. I would say blood. But
blood
maybe
currency.
Yeah, blood currency.
But,
yeah.
Blood sacrifice. I'm
yes,
not sure.
Yes.
Okay. I might be on the Jason train then.
Jason train for me.
For me, it's just the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's my boy. I'm Jason all the way no matter what, but I'm biased. But it's just the hustle. Michael is just too slow.
Yeah, that's fair.
Too
that's
slow.
Fair.
I didn't think about it that way, but that's... Probably Jason.
I ain't never seen that boy
run. Right, Jason hands down wins. Unanimous decision.
Mm-hmm. Jason.
I've seen.
Yay, Jason!
Jason!
Unanimous.
Yay, Voorhees, right? Voorhees?
I'm Jason Voorhees.
Voorhees with a Z?
S.
No.
S.
So gangster.
S-E-E-E-E-E-E.
Voorhees.
Voorhees.
Anyway.
I have seen the Jason video game. And he's pretty horrifying in that video game.
Oh, the newish one, the Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th, mm-hmm. He do hustle sometimes.
Yeah, he's hustling.
He doesn't run. He's not a sprinter, but he's got that terrifying tank walk. Yes. It'll catch you.
He's got determination in that walk.
Yeah, it'll catch you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's scary. Yeah, but Michael's only got that one. Yeah, that one speed that somehow catches you somehow.
Hopping around teleportation.
Teleportation.
You turn around and he's just closer every time.
Yes, garbage.
Yeah. I think that put me on the Jason train.
Okay. Unanimous. Jason wins.
Jason for the win.
Say goodbye to Catherine. Bam, bam, bam. Say goodbye to Becca. Bam, bam, bam. Say goodbye to Maggie. Bam, bam, bam. Say goodbye to Lisbeth. Bam, bam, bam.
So anyway, homies, thanks so much for tuning in. We had so much fun making this episode. Let me know if you'd like to see more of Would You Rathers. Stay safe out there, homies.